Draft Central is brought to you by Miller Lite.
It was kind of funny. I was at home, and I told my parents I didn't want to have a party with, like, cameras and all that stuff. And I had people over. But somehow, like, throughout the day, it got more and more people that, you know, came there. So it ended up being actually a party. You know, as soon as the 43rd pick was picked, my phone rang, and then I was like, oh, this must be it. So then I answered it. It was Coach Lovey, and he was saying, you know, you ready to come to Chicago and all that stuff. And, you know, I can't even remember what else he said. I was just so excited. And it was crazy because we said no cameras, but then when I got drafted, the camera people were already outside the house and stuff. And it was, you know, I was already talking to Coach Lovey and everybody, and I had no time for them because I had to talk to the Bears media. It is, you know, a little unsettling because you don't know what's you know, what team is going to pick you, if you're going to be warm climate, cold climate, whatever. So that is a difficult part about the uneasiness of the draft process. And I actually had no idea who was going to draft me. I went on a couple of visits to, like, San Diego, and I think I went to Detroit one time. And, of course, I was already in Louisiana, so I visited the Saints. But once I really got a chance to sit down and think about it, I was like, man, what better a franchise to play for than as a position of a running back than the Chicago Bears, with, you know, the history of the running back here.
Draft Central is brought to you by Miller Lite.